Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights, Season 2. Written by Daniel Wilmot. Episode 3.
It was after some hours travelling through deep space that the asteroid appeared on the ship's view screen. Jedi looked up from the controls.
This is it, Thistle. We're here.
Hey, what is that thing? It looks like someone vomited glow-in-the-dark stuff all over a huge space rock, and then put a house on it.
It's a nightclub.
It's a what?
It's a nightclub, built into the asteroid. The glow-in-the-dark bits are all the neon lights on the outside.
So, you felt the need for a boogie?
Do I look like the type who feels the need for a boogie?
Actually, no. You really, really don't. So, why are we here?
It was the harsh light in her eyes that brought Ambika back to her senses.
Oh no. Too bright. Oh, my head. I never should have had all that wine. Mandrill's teeth, my back hurts. What am I even lying on? What? Where am I? Lenny? Lenny, wake up. Cat? Randall? We're in...
Oh, hey. Not so loud, Beaky.
Scarab, that light's bright.
Hey, wait. This isn't...
Where are we?
Looks like the desert.
Why are we in the desert?
I don't know. How did we even...
It was laser fire. I remember that.
Randall? Randall, wake up!
Oh, stop shouting. I'm trying to... Oh, Scarab's pincers.
Nice nap on the ground there, Your Highness.
What in Mandrill's holy hell are we doing out here? How did we...
It is I who am responsible for your relocation, sir.
What? Who are all these men on horseback?
I mean, I say that, but of course it was my servants who actually lifted you out here. I don't work behind the scenes, you know.
Francis? What's going on? Why have you done this?
You mean the cavalry armed with laser rifles don't give it away? Well, as with most good sport, there's the hunters. That's my men here. And the hunted. Can you guess whom that might be?
What? You want to hunt us? Like actually hunt us, you mean?
That's insane.
That's one word for it. I believe Lady Vallon would call it good television.
Greenwald cameras!
Sweet holy Scarab! They're like a swarm of bees!
Enough to broadcast this chase from every possible angle. Now I'd start running if I were you.
Francis, you brought Greenwald here? How could you?
It's called self-preservation, Beaky. I'm sure even you've heard of it. But just because you're my protege, I'll give you 10 minutes head start.
But why would you?
The clock is ticking.
You can't have joined Greenwald, not you!
Biggie, now might be a good time to run away really, really fast.
Oh, you'll regret this, Durban! I'll see you suffer for it, you stuff shirt second rate!
Randall, come on, let's go!
After them, boys!
Coat billowing, Jedi strode from his ship towards the entrance of the asteroid nightclub. Thistle following excitedly. A great glowing neon picture of a dancing woman with six arms looked down on them from above the double doors.
Hey, I know why we're here. This is about your mother, isn't it?
It might be.
You want to interrogate someone. I can tell. You're wearing your laser pistol. Are you going to shoot them and beat them up?
Thistle.
Can I help you beat them up?
No.
Please, I want to help you beat them up.
Shh, not so... There's a bouncer right there, you know.
Come on, Jed. You know I need the therapy.
Look, this is a friendly visit, okay? The woman who runs this bar here, we go way back.
Oh, was she your human mating partner? She was, wasn't she? You two mated. I can tell because the skin on your face is getting redder.
No. Well, yes, okay. But look, she's a friend now, all right? And she doesn't need any trouble. The last thing she wants is us two beating up her customers.
Even if they work for Greenwald?
Well, mostly. But we don't use force unless we got to, right?
Got it. Don't use the force.
All weapons must be left here at the door, sir.
It's all right, Mr. Cyborg Bouncer. I've got my police ID right here.
What? You're still using that?
You are free to enter, Captain, sir. And your dragon companion. Welcome to Keeley's Asteroid Bar.
Is it me? Or should that really, really not still work? Wow!
I know, pretty crazy, right?
This place looks like a sparkly dream spun through a really, really fast kaleidoscope and then struck by lightning 50 times.
Yeah, and how they make the DJ booth float like that above the dance floor.
Where are the bathrooms? I want to see the toilet flush.
Not now. We need to get to the bar. Then I can see if... Keeley? Hey, Keeley!
Jet? Jet, that is you, isn't it?
Keeley, many cycles, no seeing you.
I thought that was intentional, Jed. Something about protecting me from the evils of the world, wasn't it?
Hey, I had a master crime lord on my tail. He'd have done anything to hurt me, and he knew about you.
Oh, so that's why you guys broke up.
Sorry, Keeley. This is Thistle, the not-so-tactful dragon.
Nice to meet you, Thistle. You too. I like that you've got six arms. That's really awesome. Thanks. You know, Jed, you could have trusted me to take care of you. And you could have trusted yourself enough to know you'd put that guy away. What happened in the end?
I put him away.
See? Now I'm guessing you need my help with... what? Some sort of interstellar drugs ring or...
It's my mother, Keeley. Greenwald's taken her.
Come through the back room. Now.
You know, I'm really starting to hate this wind.
Try to keep your face covered, dear. It's the best way. Lenny, can you see anything up ahead?
Just more flaming shrubs and sand. It's a ruddy same everywhere.
I could have told you that without looking.
Are you going to be this helpful all the way back, Princey?
Oh, and what exactly are we trying to get back to at this point, Cat? Even if we make it all the way back to the villa alive, I bet you Durban's posted cavalry there, and the ship's gone, so...
Jedi and Thistle will come back.
Yeah, Jed said he was only taking a short trip.
And once they come back, they'll...
What? Get caught by Durban's men too?
Can you shut up? I'd really like you to shut up, please.
We're not caught yet, Randall. Francis and I will hash this out, you'll see.
Well, I'd like to skip forward to that point now, if at all possible.
You just had to say that, didn't you?
There they are, lad.
Here they come again.
Run for it!
Watch out for the laser bolts!
Jed, Thistle, where are you?
When did this happen, Jed?
About 4 months back.
4 months? They took your mum 4 months ago, and you're only just coming to me?
I wasn't sure if you'd help me or not. When Felicia Vallon...
Wait. Felicia Vallon? She did this? Jed, when you left her for me, I thought you said you didn't want her conniving sort anymore. I thought you'd turned over a better leaf.
Wow.
And...
we are just getting a whole heap of embarrassing human history tonight, aren't we?
Hey, I didn't keep in touch with her deliberately, you know.
Greenwald promoted her. She's a big, scary, evil planet lord now.
She is?
One of their most powerful. She blew up Mum's theatre and took her away. I've been trying to track her down, but...
Hey, it's okay. I'll find her for you.
You can do that? How can you do that?
Keeley's a psychic.
Of sorts.
No, I can't, Thistle.
So, can you see the future then? Oh, I see what you did there. That was cool.
If you can locate her for me, Keely, I'll see you compensated properly.
You can keep your money, Jed. There is something I want from you, though.
Name it.
You've got a theatre company now, right?
You betcha. We're the best in the galaxy.
Then do a gig for me.
What, here at the club?
That'd be cool.
No, not here. On a planet. That's all I'll say for now. Take the gig and I'll find your mother.
Well, how do I know this planet's safe?
You don't. But that's the deal. So do we have one?
All right. It's a deal.
Then pick a hand and shake on it. Now, do you have anything of hers? It'd be good to have something to focus my powers on.
Here, what about this penknife? She used it to make props and things backstage.
That'll do. Now stand back, both of you, and let me concentrate.
Keely sat herself cross-legged on the floor in the centre of the room, her six arms raised. Suddenly, a breeze whipped about her short dark hair. Her eyes flashed with a white light, and as Jed and Thistle gasped, she rose several feet into the air. Then, in an instant, it was over. Her body came slowly back down to ground level, and she got shakily to her feet.
I don't get it.
Don't get what?
I can't see her. She's not anywhere.
You mean she's dead?
No, it's not that. I'd still be able to sense where her body's gone.
Well, what then?
Hey, I'm trying my best here.
Well, do us both a favour and try harder.
Jed?
No, you don't understand. I think someone's blocking my senses. It's like there's something in the way. Greenwald must have got a psychic of their own to hide her. That's the only thing I can guess at.
Scarab's pincers.
Wait, there's more. Jed, I sensed your friends, Ambika and the others on Sahara. You need to get back to them.
What? Why?
You need to get back there, now.
There's 10 of them back there, on horseback. They've all got laser rifles.
I can see them myself, you know.
Hey, game.
Get ready to fall flat on your face when I say.
Who said you could give orders?
Just get down!
Ah.
If we get through this, I am personally stabbing Francis in the kidney!
Get in line!
I'm first in line. He was my mentor.
Cat, look out!
Ow! That's my good arm, you semi-evolved men-persons!
Right in from all sides, lads. Round them up like bat sheep.
Come on, we have to keep going.
Lenny, it's no good. He's got us surrounded.
Well, looks like this race has run to the swift and sad end. Disappointing denouement for you, Ambika. One would think you weren't even trying.
You try running across the desert, you barbarous old...
Now, even a dethroned prince should mind his tongue when on camera.
Here come those Greenwald Hornets again.
I'll try and keep the laser bolts from killing you outright, just to milk your death. The utmost. I'm sure Lady Valar, the viewers across the galaxy, would appreciate it if you died in the most anguished way you can muster.
There is an afterworld, Francis. I promise I'll make yours painful.
Seconded.
I'm sorry, my friends. I truly am.
Anyone care for a final soliloquy?
Hey, look over there.
What is it? I can't see with all this sand.
That's exactly what it is. There's a whirlwind heading this way.
What the?
It's heading straight for us, sir. Look out!
Rein the horses back. Get out of its path.
Quick! While they're distracted, run!
Run where?
Somewhere that's away. Fast.
Shoot them. Don't let them get away.
The twisters engulfing the horsemen.
Oh, we've got to find some cover!
Up there, make for that crag! Come on!
Be here. Bringing books to life. Vision without sight.